Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Have you ever wondered why some folks bow their head and pray a prayer of thanksgiving before they eat a meal, while others just wolf down their food? Why? Where did this practice of saying grace or praying over a meal come from? There are two groups or species who never observe the habit of giving thanks before a meal. Certainly, animals never do. They eat whatever is before them. But of course, animals are animals. There's another group who never bow their heads in thanksgiving when they eat. People. People? Yes, but even so, the group is divided into two subgroups. Those who refuse to give thanks because they refuse to acknowledge God has provided for them. And those who refuse to give thanks either out of embarrassment or ignorance. So where did the habit of bowing your head in a prayer of thanksgiving before you eat a meal come from? It's really an old one going back for centuries. How far? We really don't know. But we do know that even Jesus Christ and the disciples observed the habit of taking bread, breaking it, and giving thanks to God before they ate of it. We also know that tradition existed in the early church. Toward the end of his life, Paul instructed Timothy that everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. Bowing your head and rubbing your eyebrows as you mumble, "God is great, God is good, and we thank Him for this food," can be a meaningless routine which is a waste of time and energy. Yet expressing sincere thanks from a grateful heart is a measure of intelligent worship. It's also the acknowledgement that you are a child of God, and you recognize Him as being the source of all blessing. It means you're also teaching your children something valid and important. Recognizing the blessing and care of God is a mark of spiritual sensitivity and obedience. Well, I get embarrassed to pray out loud. Just a minute. Do you get embarrassed to tell the chef in your favorite restaurant, "That was a great meal, one of the best I've ever had"? That's different, you say. But is it really? Prayers of thanksgiving over a meal should be just that. Now, there's a time for real heart-searching intercession. There's a time to pray for missionaries around the world, for government officials, for your church, for pastors, for friends and relatives. But this is not the time. Before a meal, you say, "Father, thank you for this food. We acknowledge it has come from your hand. Now bless it. For this we are grateful." And that's it. Okay, you may be saying, but what about doing it in public? Every record of Jesus praying over food was in public, not private. Quietly bowing your head over your food in a restaurant makes a statement. So does profanity. So do dirty jokes and suggestive comments. So do bumper stickers. Now, I've seen some people who prayed publicly, and they prayed and prayed and prayed, getting louder by the moment. I sat there registering the rise in temperature, feeling embarrassed and out of place. Not because I don't believe in prayer, but I felt like we were casting pearls before swine. Yet I think the Muslim who spread his prayer rug in the waiting area of a Tokyo airport and prayed, he wasn't embarrassed. Question: do you give thanks for your food before a meal? If not, why? If you're in the group of people who are intimidated by ignorance or embarrassment, it's time to do something about it. Give thanks. The giving of thanks should never be confined to a holiday or even to a Sunday morning church service. But when God has beautifully provided and bountifully done so, thank Him for it. Do it simply, quietly, but with gratitude. You've just heard Guidelines. I'm Harold Saleh. You can go to our webpage and download what you've just heard or print it out. www.guidelines.org.